memories of integration in East Texas surfaced recently when commentator Gary Borders participated in an MLK Day march.
A flood of memories returned as I participated in the Martin Luther King Jr. March in Longview. It took about 20 minutes for a few hundred folks to stroll and sing, "We Shall Overcome," from Broughton Recreation Center to Mount Olive Baptist Church for the service. We walked down MLK Boulevard, of course. I thought back to 1968, a seminal year in our country's history, in my own personal history. On the morning of the New Hampshire primary, I passed out flyers in early March in a snowstorm in Pembroke, New Hampshire. I was backing Eugene McCarthy, the anti-war candidate. I did so because a pretty college girl asked me to, and I was 12. I watched later with great interest on our fuzzy black-and-white television on March 31st as Lyndon Johnson announced he would not run for re-election after he nearly lost the New Hampshire primary to McCarthy. 4 days later, on April 4th, King was assassinated while standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. Everyone I knew in Lily White, New Hampshire, was horrified and nervous about what would happen next. And riots ensued, though arguably not as severe as one might expect. Meanwhile, we were preparing to move to Longview, where my paternal grandfather, recently widowed, lived. The economy in New England at the time was sluggish, the winters gruesome. The moving van arrived a week or so after a second political killing left the nation stunned. Robert F. Kennedy was murdered by Sirhan Sirhan in the wee morning hours after winning the California primary. The world appeared to be spinning apart, and we were moving to Texas, where another Kennedy had been killed less than 5 years earlier. We spent the summer living with my grandfather in his small ranch-style house in Gregton. It was temporary until my dad could find a job and my parents could buy a house. Across Harrison Road from Grandpa's home was a convenience store and a laundromat. I'd walk over there to buy an ice cream sandwich, trying to adapt to the heat and humidity. Nearly a half century later, I still have not adapted. I noticed a sign hand-painted on the front glass of the laundromat. It said, "White only." I walked home, remember I was 12, and asked my mother how a laundromat could survive only washing sheets, pillowcases, and towels. She sighed, shook her head, and explained what white only meant in East Texas in 1968. I entered Longview High School the following year in 1969, the first year of full integration. Mary C. Womack, the black high school, was shut down and its students shoehorned into the old campus just north of downtown. Times were tense. Fights broke out, police summoned. I lay low best I could, made friends with the people who interested or entertained me, regardless of skin color. I left Longview a year after graduating from high school, only returning to visit my parents. I finally moved back 8 years ago to run the newspaper until it sold in early 2010. Now, after several other newspaper gigs, I spend most of my time working with a nonprofit that hopes to make a difference in the lives of young people. It's worthwhile work, a privilege to contribute in some small part. I sat in the standing room sanctuary of Mount Olive after the march, listening to a fiery sermon from Dr. Kerry Hilliard, pastor of First Baptist Church, a young white preacher. When I was young and my grandfather went to First Baptist Church, you never saw a black face in that sanctuary, and you probably never saw a white face in the sanctuary of Mount Olive. It occurred to me, sitting there listening to Kerry, that we really have come a long way. There's no doubt about that, but we still have a very long way to go, and there's no doubt about that either.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime East Texas writer and photographer.